Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, Sales Success Coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to help women find the drive inside so that they can intuitively move forward with confidence and clarity to achieve abundance in their lives. So I am super excited to introduce Melissa Kirkpatrick. Now, Melissa's love for learning and confidence in teaching inspired her to expand her horizons in ways she never imagined. From enrolling in college at the age of 30, fulfilling her passion for becoming a high school business teacher, to owning and operating two public golf courses in her 40s, Melissa knows what it takes to overcome obstacles and push for success. Now, Melissa, a sought-after business and life coach and motivational speaker who thrives upon the success of those she works with, and prides herself in helping them scale their mind, money, and momentum. She boldly steps up as a leader and role model with in-person events for organizations, guest speaking for virtual summits and podcasts, and working with clients one-to-one and in groups. Now, she's been featured in Cincy Magazine, Cincy Chic Online Magazine, and is the Business and Life Coach Weekly columnist for Cincy Chic, a lifestyle publication for women in Greater Cincinnati. Now, Melissa has been published in collaborative books and is the author of the impactful self-help book, 5 Steps to Your Own Drive. And Melissa was awarded the Life Coach winner for the Best in Chic Reader's Choice Awards in 2021. Well, welcome, Melissa. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Thank you, Wendy. I'm super excited to be here and just excited for what the conversation leads us to.
Yeah, and I just love how you're helping people scale their businesses. I mean, that is not an easy task because we usually reach a level of success and a process and systems in place, and then that's it. And there's, you know, difficulties in going beyond that. So I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to sharing that. Scaling is probably one of the biggest challenges, like you said, for most entrepreneurs and business owners, because we get to a certain point and we just keep getting the same results. And how do we shift out of that to move forward to what's next?
Right. For me, you know, it's been one of those mysteries. So I can't wait to hear this. So, well, Melissa, exactly what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own coaching practice?
Well, it goes back quite some time, Wendy, back when I was a child, young teenager. Entrepreneurship was just in my blood with my family and myself. I was always looking to do, you know, want it to work. It was when I mentioned about being 30 and going back to school to be a teacher, this teacher inside of me, you know, I was working in school systems, getting into the education field was the first focus. And as I was working as a high school IT teacher, and we went into business of owning and operating public golf courses, there was this tipping point of, oh, yay, I'm going into being a business owner at this higher scale, living a different lifestyle. But when I got into that, it was like, wait a minute, I'm missing something. I'm not teaching anymore. Hmm. And so a friend of mine says, you should teach women how to play golf. And that was the tipping point. I had to bring the education back in because that's what feeds my soul.
Ah, that's great. I love that. So you kind of blended a lot of things there from your path early on, it sounds like, with that entrepreneurship mentality and outlook, but yet you've got that part of you that sounds like it really has a loud voice that wants to provide that insight for others or transfer knowledge or help others gain more skills. So yeah, I love that. Well, so how long have you had your own coaching practice, and has your business mission or vision evolved during that time?
So it was in 2015 when I was on the golf course that I started helping women understand the game of golf and giving them golf lessons. And while we were out on the course playing, I started connecting how you're showing up on the golf course is how you're showing up in life. And so having worked with my own coaches at that point for many years, I started seeing that pattern, and how they were treating the little white ball was how they were treating themselves or treating others. And so I wanted to design a coaching opportunity off of the golf course as well, because I knew myself as a business owner, it was helpful to have my coaches. And so when I could connect all of that together, which became Find Your Own Drive, that allowed me to start developing my own practice of coaching. So it was 2015 that I really tapped into all of that.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. I understand drive, because it's the driver, right? So that's kind of coming forward through your golf era.
It is a little bit, but it is an acronym also. Oh, okay. So drive is you desire something first, you receive it at the heart space, you implement ways to put it into motion, you visualize your outcome, and then you will evolve into what it is that you've set your focus on.
Oh, that's great. That sounds like it's very logical, but yet, you know, it's probably one of those things where people go, oh yeah, I've kind of been missing that part, which right. is why I probably haven't been getting the results I've been wanting. So yeah, I could see where your years of, you know, being a business owner and helping, you know, to grow and scale your business has led you to that clarity around that. So, but have there been any big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way in building your business?
There have been many. I would start with, we no longer are in the golf course business. We sold out of the business in 2015. We sold one course, and then 2017, we sold the second course. In between my coaching in 2015, when I started, I took off 17 and 18 due to family situations. And then after selling the golf course, I tried to go back to work a 9-to-5, which is kind of funny. So
I think that was all you as being unemployable, Melissa, yes. because of your entrepreneurial nature.
Yes, I was extremely unemployable. I was not a very good employee. And so that was the first part of the struggle, because I went into trying to be employable and knowing that that wasn't the nature, that's not my nature. So leaving in 2019, knowing that I'm going to do this coaching, I want to support others on their journey. I've gotten all this excellent training and awarenesses, and I've grown my business. It was then the challenge was, is I didn't have anything in front of that Melissa Kirkpatrick. It wasn't the teacher or the golf course owner. It was now just me. And that's where the struggle became a little more challenging.
Interesting. So you felt more what, exposed, or because you weren't associated with another business? Can you, you know, clarify that a little bit?
Right, exactly. And it took me a long time to understand myself, or took a while, I guess I should say, to really understand what it was. And it goes back to those attachments that you have, what will people think, and that who do you think you are, or the imposter syndrome. Mm-hmm. And it was overcoming that, you know, am I able to be present, be in front of others, have my name on social media to where friends, family, and relatives are seeing it, and feel confident enough to be like, yes, this is my business and this is what I do. It's not a hobby. Right. And I think that was the disconnect that I had, because it was easier to say a title of a company or a business or what you do. When you say life coach, you get chuckles because some people are like, oh, what does that mean? And then, you know, just really honoring the fact that this is a business, it's a prosperous business.
Right. Yeah. That is it is an inner game as well as educational game, you know, as far as clarifying for others what it really is that you do. But so I'm curious here, can you share maybe a technique or two that you use to claim your expertise and stand firmly in that being a business?
Yeah, I think, you know, the technique was really, for me, it was interesting because I started thinking I was in service to others to help them find the confidence and clarity to boldly step into that next version of themselves. And I started saying that often enough that it became my mantra. And then it was like, oh, wait a minute, that's for me. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is for my clients, but it really was for me.
Right.
And that awareness when someone mentioned like, that's a great mantra. And when they called it a mantra, then I was like, oh my goodness, that was in service for me. So that's when I knew I could boldly step in with the confidence and clarity to get into this next version of myself. So I just practiced that and said that on a daily basis and until it really filtered into me. And that belief was so strong.
That's great. Yeah. It's interesting how sometimes our work is our healing and our healing is our work.
Yes.
yeah, that's great. That's great. Well, so, and obviously, Melissa, you are an expert at helping entrepreneurs and business owners, you know, scale their businesses and gain that momentum that helps them reach those new levels of success and abundance. But I'm curious, how do you feel about the client enrollment or sales part of being in business? Now, this is a very different skill set. Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
It always comes down to when you give someone an offer or a proposal, they instantly want to come back with the money stories. Mm. And so being on this side of offering someone, you know, selling something to someone, it is that conversation, being able to help them see the value so that they'll invest in themselves. Mm-hmm. And I think for me, oftentimes I want to give it away. Just like with golf, I would want to give it away because it just seemed like the thing to do when someone was giving me money stories. So it is oftentimes hard to really feel grounded and comfortable when I'm making a proposal for what the package is that I think will help the individual when they come back with those money stories.
I see. Okay. Yeah, that's interesting. And you're not alone at all in getting wrapped up in other people's stories about their limiting beliefs or, you know, mm-hmm. scarcity that they're holding on to. And this is a complex yet simple way to approach that I'd love to give you a little bit of insight around if you'd like.
Yes, please.
So, you know, it's interesting. So in the work that you do, you know, you give people, business owners and entrepreneurs, the knowledge and, you know, for lack of a better word, a game plan to scale their business so that it's achieving more financial abundance, correct?
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Just mm-hmm. wanted to make sure I understood that. So they're making more money because of the work that you do and what you help them in terms of skill set or, you know, systems or whatever. We'll find out a little bit more about exactly how you work with people a little bit later. But so the direct outcome of the work that you do is to help people make more money in business.
Correct. Yes.
And so in my mind, it's kind of ironic that they're saying they don't have the money, or that they're giving you money objections, because it's like, you know, people will go to Las Vegas and gladly lay money down on tables and put them into slot machines and, you know, just hope. But you have proven systems and methodologies based on years of expertise and building and scaling your own business. And so what it sounds like to me that's actually occurring is there probably is too much focus being put on the dollar amount versus the outcomes of your work that creates that reaction from people to say, oh, that's more money than I have in my budget, or that's more money than I wanted to spend. Now, you had two different, you know, there were actually like three different questions that you rolled into one. One is you were getting the money objections. The other is just, you know, the close. And so we're going to just focus on the money, you know, being the objection that you're facing. So how to prevent that as being the objection is I found that a lot of my clients, when they themselves might have some limiting beliefs around money, when it comes to the time to say what the cost of investment is or the investment level is to work together, they project, ooh, this is a lot of money. And the conversation seems to come to a screeching halt on that big dollar figure instead of the focus being more so on the outcomes of your work. Of course, you need to share what the investment is, right? Mm-hmm. But you have done what I call front loading the conversation in a way that they clearly understand that, you know, whatever the investment level is to work with you is going to completely be recovered very quickly because their business is going to be scalable and they're going to be reaching that new level of success through a proven system or methodology. Mm-hmm. So does that make sense? Does that help?
It does. It really is that alignment in their limiting beliefs, feeling in my own energy, taking on their limiting beliefs. I think that's exactly what happens is the value of the course versus the dollar amount.
Yes.
That's very helpful.
Yeah. And just to be careful to leave any limiting beliefs that you might be bringing into the conversation, leave those at the front door.
Right. Yeah. And even though you do work around that all the time, still pieces that's like residue that's still there.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So, but hopefully that will help you stand more confidently into the value of the work that you do and have people more readily see the outcomes as being really the focus and not the dollar figure that you've just presented them with. So.
Right.
That is the main point that I was trying to make. So yeah. So hopefully that, like I said, will help you in your next enrollment conversation and will help create that ease in that certain area because nobody likes to feel those shifts in confidence in the enrollment conversation. So, and mm-hmm. speaking of shifts in confidence, we have just been through the pandemic, which mm-hmm. I say through it because I'm firmly believing that we are through it. I mean, there's light clearly at the end of the tunnel. There's still some residue, like you said, but it has had a huge impact on people's lives and bringing up feelings of scarcity and fears and worries and limiting beliefs. Certain verticals or certain businesses have flourished. Mm-hmm. And possibly felt those log jams where they wanted to scale and they can't. Well, other businesses have really been struggling to stay afloat. So can you share a little bit about how the pandemic has impacted the work that you do?
Yeah, the thing with my work, being able to have a telephone conversation or do a Zoom call with clients prior to that was already in motion. Showing up to do live events became on Zoom calls then. And that wasn't a big adjustment. But for my clients, what was happening was the panic of, oh my gosh, how am I going to pivot on this? I don't know Zoom. I don't know technology. I don't know how to find customers or clients. And what was interesting enough, my background in IT as a business education and IT teacher, I have that skill set as well. So again, it goes back to holding that space so that they can get their thoughts straight and then be willing to learn the next thing that's going to scale them. Because that's always what we're leaning towards, the next thing. What's that next step forward? I can't get there from here. What do I got to do next in order to do that? So my opportunities came actually, I had more opportunities during the shutdown and COVID because I was able to do so much more virtually mm-hmm. and offer so much more support because then I could bring more of the masses together who were all in that collaboration of feeling that they couldn't get ahead. They didn't know what to do. They were in panic mode and work through all of those strategies and tips and tools for them to get back grounded and then breathe and take forward again. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally. Because it did really turn things upside down for a lot of business people. And to, you know, like you said, just simply facing doing business through Zoom, you know, oh my gosh, how do we do that? And, you know, for those who were so part of their process was meeting people in person. And that was just the workflow. That's how we did it. And then to have to shift in that area all the way from that to just understanding, you know, how to continue to scale the business in a way that makes sense both structurally and financially. So yeah, I can see where the work that you provide has been very valuable. And, you know, I would love to hear just a little bit more detail here. So can you share a little bit more about how you do work with women entrepreneurs and business owners who do want to finally scale their businesses to achieve that greater level of abundance and prosperity? So can you share a little bit about your philosophy or your approach?
Yeah, Wendy, I just love the work that I do now. And I love the clarity that I have in order to help others really start focusing, not just in the business aspect. It's not just about, you know, money in, money out, profit and loss statements. It's about who you're becoming in the process. It's about who you've already been. It's about the experiences that you have. And what I noticed, especially last year, which was my best year, and a couple of my clients, they even reached the six-figure mark, not even knowing how they were going to do it. And now I checked in with them recently, and they're both going to exceed and probably do multi six figures. So yes, it's one of those things of keeping you accountable, keeping you in the game, keeping you in the day to day, in the sense of not just business, but life too. And, you know, balancing how you do one things, how you do all things. And so when we start connecting those dots of, you know, when you oversleep or you don't get out of bed, it wasn't just hurting you. It hurts. It has a ripple effect. You know, but when you get up and you're your best self and you do the things that your intentions were set for and you show up, then, you know, that has a ripple effect. Right. So my work with my clients is not just surface like, okay, here's the cookie cutter layout for you. This is what we do. Now we have basic program, principle, idea, techniques, but I want that person to just be very authentic and genuine. And if they got to show up and throw up everything that's pissed them off in the last day, I'm there. So that's really to me. And they have contact with me anytime they need text message, email. You know, I want them to be fully supported, because that is where we can get that habit. That accountability gives us that solid routine. And we just start doing it over and over, rinse and repeat, rinse and repeat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense, in that it's, you know, something that is a proven methodology, but yet completely customized based on what the person's business is, I'm assuming, as well as yes, what their goals and what they really would like to see their business grow into. So, and I know that earlier you mentioned your drive as kind of the pillars, I think, of the work that you do. Can you restate what each of those acronyms stands for?
Yes. So the drive inside is where that intrinsic motivation comes. And as we mentioned earlier about the golf course and the find your own drive, it was really the own was important to that statement as well, because anyone else can help you find your drive and tell you what your drive should be. Mm-hmm. And when I recognized this acronym wasn't just the word drive of motivation and inspiration and, you know, forward thinking, it had the process of what I learned years ago when it was the law of attraction. And the law of attraction allowed me to take the acronym DRIVE and go, okay, well, the D is for desire. First, I've got to know what do I desire? It's not what the neighbor desires or my significant other desires. It's what do I truly desire? And then when I know that, so for me to be a teacher or a golf course owner, right? Strong desire. I had to receive that in my heart space and in my gut. The R is to receive it in a way that nothing is going to stop you no matter what. Mm-hmm. And when I know that this is my forward desire, I'm going to be a school teacher in my 30s, I'm going to own and operate golf courses, then I was able to be like, well, then what do I got to do? Implement. I need to implement the next step. You know, go to the college. What college am I going to go to? What's the curriculum? You know, what's the course curriculum? How am I going to pay for it? Where do I, you know, how do my boys get to and from school? Whatever that looked like, I had to be active in that. That's the action part of it. A lot of people on the law of attraction and manifestation forget. You got to take action. Mm-hmm. So the implement makes you take the action. The V for visualization, that's your vision boards. That's your daydreaming. That's really seeing the end result as often as you can throughout the course of the day. And then the E is how you're going to evolve and expand into that next version.
Nice. Yeah. I love that. You went through it very quickly the first time. And so I just love that you took the time now to just really kind of elaborate on each one of those, because it one really builds upon the next to create, like you said, that momentum.
Yes.
That people in business are craving, is that momentum where things just start growing and rolling and you know, it's effortless, but yet it still takes work. It still takes that effort, but it's more fluid and goes to that next level of success. So yeah, I love that. Well, how can listeners reach you if they're interested in learning more about working with you?
I have this amazing website that they can go to. It's melissakirkpatrickbusinesscoach.com. You can grab your free PDF of the number one secret for a successful business. And I'll just give you a hint. It's, you got to get out of your own way first. So download that document so that you can have that. And there's also a link for you to book a complimentary call so we can take this conversation from here and see where things are for you wanting to scale.
Okay, fantastic. So that's melissakirkpatrickbusinesscoach.com, mm-hmm. correct?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Fantastic. And they can grab your, this sounds like a really great resource, the number one secret for success.
Yes.
Okay. And then you're also offering your time complimentary for
absolutely
a conversation. Fantastic. Well, Melissa, that is very, very generous. So thank you so much for offering that. And so again, that's melissakirkpatrickbusinesscoach.com. All right. Well, Melissa, you've already shared so many golden nuggets of wisdom here through our conversation. But if I could tap on you one last time, in looking at your own experience in building your businesses, what's some advice that you can share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have even started their own business, or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
That comes up all the time because, as we know, being an entrepreneur or business owner is hard work. It is so hard. And I think, you know, when you can say that out loud and believe, you know that to be true, because we try to hide out from it. Like, it's easy. I get to set my own hours and pay my own paycheck. And
right.
We know it's not that at all.
The vacation I want.
Yes. And so what I have found, it's really the accountability and the support. Everyone needs a coach. Because that's where you can get in alignment with someone who is not there to be your best friend, but there to really support you, you know, a non-bias. I always talk about people have blinders on. If you just let me have the peripheral vision for you or take your blinders off, it really is, we want to throw in the towel, but if we really get still and quiet, we know, like we said earlier in this call about me being an entrepreneur through and through, or a teacher, you know, wanting to be a teacher, it just, or the entrepreneur trying to work a 9-to-5, like,
yeah.
You know, your own reality of what it is you truly desire. So it's getting that support of someone that can listen and just help you understand that inside drive so that you can make those next best decisions instead of just listening to all the outside conversation that tells you all the stuff you don't want to hear.
Right. Yeah. No, that makes a lot of sense because it's just, it is a lot of unknowns. And when there are unknowns ahead of us, then that's when we start second guessing ourselves. And then before we know it, without the guidance of somebody who's walked the road before us, you know, and yes. As the fruit on the trees, why it's difficult to keep sometimes that original vision alive. So yeah, that's great advice. I love that. Thank you so much for sharing that. Yes. And, you know, Melissa, it's just been so great hearing about your journey from your, you know, early entrepreneurial spark that occurred in you with, I think you said within your like early teens,
yes.
To, you know, pushing yourself to follow your vision, like, hey, I want to be a teacher, and following through and really landing on that other, I would call it a zone of genius within you, that ability to help others, you know, gain insights, to learn knowledge, to, you know, share your, you know, maybe even increase their vision based on your vision of them. Mm-hmm. And then now to this impactful work you're doing as a business and life coach, helping women entrepreneurs and business owners scale their business in a way that they're scaling their mind, their money, and their momentum. And I've really enjoyed our conversation. I want to thank you so much for being a guest on my show today.
Well, thank you, Wendy. I really appreciate the time and opportunity, and I'm looking forward to seeing how this may inspire others to continue to keep moving forward with their dreams and desires as well.
Yeah, thank you so much. And we definitely appreciate your generous gifts there through your website, which again, for our listeners, is melissakirkpatrickbusinesscoach.com. You can find the links in the show notes, but be sure to grab the resource that she's created, the number one secret for successful business, as well as grab a time to have a conversation with Melissa and see what might be, you know, the missing link to scaling your business. So, and for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've triggered all four psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me in our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Melissa Kirkpatrick. And as always, here's to your success.